Summer song. We're going to take advantage of the summer weather and mosey on outside in just a minute. It's 9 after 2 o'clock here at WJMA. Come on by and join us. We have a bunch of records to give away and going to chat with a bunch of people that show up.
Hi, Don Bowman here with a reminder that coming up is a special 4th of July celebration on American Country Countdown, the 40 all-time top country girl singers. I'll be playing host to the 40 biggest female artists and the history of country music, from Molly O'Day to Tanya Tucker. We'll spotlight each of the ladies with their biggest hit. That's coming up as American Country Countdown presents 40 of the most wanted women, the 40 all-time top country girl singers. That's coming up on American Country Countdown.
Coming Saturday, July 5th on WJMA.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Oh, 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 what time of day?
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew. Whoa, 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 what time of day?
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Oh, oh, oh,
what time of day?
What time of day should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the morning?
What time of day
should I sing it in the noontime?
Should
I sing it in the evening?
Should
I sing it in the noontime?
And there he is, Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones. What time of day? The Chieftones are a bunch of kids. We're outside now, enjoying the bright sunshine. It's practically cloudless out here today. Come on by and visit with us. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give away a bunch of records. We'll give away a Nat King Cole album to the first person over 50 that shows up. If you'd like to come by and collect on your record, you can do that. Come by and wave to us. We'll be here next hour or so. Here's another song from Christopher Scott and the Moog Synthesizer. Walk on by.
Thank you.
Christopher Scott and the Moog synthesizer. Walk on by. We're now at the staff pool right here. It's right next to the parking lot. And Bill Little is taking his midday break. And he's about to dive. And now he's stepping up to the diving board. Bill's about to jump off. And now we stick the microphone over at his face. And we hear him say...
Fast, 1, 2. Here we go.
And there goes Little into the pool, and all the water's gone now. Tropical Storm Amy made her acquaintance with Virginia for a brief time yesterday, but the state was left only with some ruffled surfs and eroded beaches, no major damage. Winds spawned by the tropical storm, which was acting more like a hurricane early today as it moved northeastward, left some reminders of her passing. Kenneth Melson of the Virginia Beach Erosion Commission says some erosion damage was inflicted on shoreline beaches. There also were some indications that the three city patrolled surfing areas on the ocean front and a swimming area at Sandbridge would remain closed today because of water conditions. Those areas were originally closed Monday morning. The surfing areas affected were the Croton Camp, Pendleton, and the Steel Pier there. And that boat that was out in the middle of the ocean has been found. It was the Pisces of 8. Earlier we were calling it the Pieces of 8, but the Coast Guard corrected us on that. A bunch of people are out here now. Came by, picked up a few records. And I talked with them just a minute ago. Come on over here, sir, and introduce yourself. Yeah. What do you think of this spring-like day in the middle of the summer here?
Quite nice. I like it.
Cool. Yeah. About 87 degrees is what it is now. Would you believe it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Slept on the covers last night.
Yeah.
Back in the mountains.
Where are you from?
Baltimore and Washington. We're from Washington.
Yeah. What brings you to Orange?
Oh, I come down and visit some kin people.
Yeah.
He's born and raised in the lower county here, and he's going to come down and see some people.
Good. You going to stay long?
Yeah. Next week.
Next week.
Gonna leave next week, huh? Well, I hope the weather holds for you, so you'll be able.
I do.
Yeah. Nice talking to you.
All right.
And here's the weather for Madison Mills, Buckner, and points beyond. Supposed to be sunny, a little bit warmer today, a little bit warmer than it was yesterday. Clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow. A low tonight in the low to mid 60s. High tomorrow, near or a little above 90. Chance of rain is near zero through tonight. 10% tomorrow. It's 31 degrees Celsius, 87 degrees Fahrenheit in Orange now. That's 38% the relative humidity, and that's what makes it so nice today. Humidity is practically non-existent. We'll give away a record to the first, the first blue or green car that shows up here this afternoon, and also the first people under 18 that come. We'll give them four singles apiece, first two under 18 people that show up. Come on by and see us. Here's another little song now from Eric Anderson. Can't Get You Out of My Life.
Oh, baby, I miss you so. Where did love go, baby? Oh, no, no. Was it just my foolish pride? You tried so hard to tell me, but a fool can't see the light. All the others showed me, was it you were really right? I tried to go, you know, I tried, and I can't get you out of my life. Can't get you out of my life. They look like you, they don't know my soul. They help me take away the blues I've known. I thought that independence would show me who I am. But now loneliness is the only thing I can call my own. I'm just a man alone, and I can't get you out of my life. Out of my life. my foolish pride. I know you tried so hard to tell me, but a fool can't see the light. All the others showed me was if you were out of sight. 'Cause it's you who makes me feel just right, and I can't get you out of my love.
Eric Anderson and Can't Get You Out of My Life. I'm Russ Roberts, sitting here in the parking lot at WJMA today, inviting you to come by and chat with us a little bit. A few people have been by. I've got a Loretta Lynn single here. A lot of you folks like Loretta Lynn, I know. And a Gordon Lightfoot single. To the first, let's just say the first person that stops and picks it up. Loretta Lynn and Gordon Lightfoot. Yesterday was Canada Day, you know, and we played a lot of Canadian music. 3 months ago, Trishta Byrd, her husband Danny, and their one-year-old son lived in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now they've joined about 2,000 other Americans working in the petroleum industry of Dubai. That's one of the United Arab Emirates, an oil-rich federation of seven Arab chieftains. What are some of the adjustments that Trishta and her husband have had to make? Well, she still can't get used to hitting the brakes of her car to avoid hitting a herd of camels that may be wandering across the street. And shopping is a problem, too, but Trishta is planning to go on local leave to Iran and visit the ancient Persian cities of Shiraz and Isfahan. In her words, "I never heard of these places before I came here, never dreamed of owning a Persian rug, and now I've got two of them, and I'm shopping around for a camel. Going to get a fleet of those things," she said. Interesting story. Boy, is it a pretty day today. Isn't it gorgeous? It's just nice. On the 4th of July, we've got all kinds of activities here in Orange. You're from Baltimore, you say, so yeah. you'll be around here on the 4th.
Down, yeah,
sure thing.
Down to mine, run down and back here, back to Madison.
Well, you going to be interested in some of the stuff going on around here over the 4th? Here's what's coming up. On the 4th at 10 o'clock, it's Fair Day in Madison. That's up close to where you're staying, right? And Main Street will be closed to traffic, and there will be plenty of free parking. That's good to know. Then at noon, this is a local event that comes around every year, and it's kind of strange. The 3rd annual Rapidan River Regatta floats off from the bridge at Rapidan. That's down about 5 or 6 miles from here. Now, what you have to do, now, you'd be interested in this, I'm sure. You take anything that floats and get on the river, except a boat, and you float about a mile down the river. Yeah, you can take a styrofoam float.
Yeah, I've seen on news some other place that they...
I think anybody that does that is crazy, don't you? And if you want more information on that, you can call the admiral of the whole regatta. He's Bob Gregg, 672-1381. This is Nat King Cole and a great song for today, Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Just stop the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Just stop the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic
movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Nat King Cole. And those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. We're just sitting out here in the parking lot enjoying the gorgeous summer day. It's got to be one of the clearest days we've had this summer. And I'd like you to drop by and see us. And if you happen to be driving down Spicer's Mill Road and can't stop, toot the horn. And we'll wave at you. Here's Ted Carroll from the VPI Extension Service in Orange.
Hanging baskets can add beauty and coolness to your summer landscape when planted with appropriate plants. Petunias, begonias, and impatiens offer color. Ferns, different varieties of ivy, hoya, wandering Jew, and many other foliage plants add coolness and a tropical look. Because hanging baskets are exposed to hot, dry air from all sides, they do best in partial shade. Also, they require almost daily watering. The best method for thorough watering is to submerge the basket in a tub of water for complete saturation. Now, this isn't recommended for cascading-type plants because the water may ruin the foliage. A slow stream allowing gradual water penetration is usually best for these type of plants. This has been Ted Carroll from the Orange County Extension Office.
Shop happy, shop Leggett. Leggett, your happy shopping store.
The pre-fourth sale is underway at Leggett and Orange. Look for these specials. Ladies' handbags a third off. Ladies' scarves half price. Ladies' sportswear values from $7 to $26, now $2 to $10. Men's pullover knit shirts one-third off. And remember the colorful white sale still in progress at Leggett in Orange. Leggett will be closed Friday, July 4th.
Okie dokie, we are back on the parking lot again. We've got a bunch of records to give away. That's the main idea behind this whole deal. We had a whole room full of records, and we said, shuckins, we got to give these things away. So let's go out on the parking lot and see who... It's kind of a yard sale, except they're free, so you can't lose. Come on out, pick up your records. We've got a bunch of singles, Gordon Lightfoot and Loretta Lynn... Jesse Coulter, George Harrison, Olivia Newton-John, huh? Dick Feller, that's the very popular Making the Best of a Bad Situation. Then we have about three good gospel records to give away, albums, a Nat King Cole record with an Andy Kim disc in it, and stuff like that. So come on by, and if you do come by, we'll give you a record. That's on Spicer's Mill Road in Orange. The Gordon Barber Elementary School Library will be open to Gordon Barber students and the rest of you each Wednesday, today until 4, next Wednesday, 8:30 to 4. Now, you're encouraged to come on in, browse, and read a good book. Here's Linda Ronstadt.
Thank you.
Linda Ronstadt from Heart Like a Wheel. That's It Doesn't Matter Anymore. We're still out here on the parking lot. It's such a great day out here. I tell you, it's really nice to get out of that stuffy little room in there and get out here and get some fresh air. Coming up Sunday, the steam train comes through Orange. It's the Independence Limited. It's scheduled to pass through Orange around 2:30 in the afternoon. And then the Rapidan Regatta this weekend, also the fair in Madison. It's such a lot of activities coming up for this weekend. It should be a pretty decent weekend at the beach, too, in case you're planning to leave town and go down there. They're getting the place cleaned up after Amy did what she did to it. Kicked up a lot of debris. Oh, here's bad news, friends. Sonny and Cher got a divorce, you know that. And yesterday, Cher married Greg Allman. Well, separate work schedules are preventing a honeymoon for superstar Cher and Greg. Cher has her own TV variety show, and Allman is the singer and songwriter with the Allman Brothers rock band. They returned to Los Angeles after a brief wedding and reception in Las Vegas. That was Monday, not yesterday. A spokesman said, no honeymoon is planned immediately because Cher is to tape her shows for the new season soon, and Greg Allman is due to return to Macon, Georgia to finish a record album. That and the fact that Ann Landers got divorced are the two most distressing things of the week. We've got lots of records here. We'll give away Nat King Cole, Paul Anka, George Shearing, Gordon Lightfoot, Ann Murray, Billy Swan, Jeannie Seely, and a whole bunch of other people. Just come on by and claim yours. Nothing to it. First Red Car gets 3 singles and an album. Here's a great song for a summer day. The Beach Boys do it. Surfer Girl. Adventures of the Surfer Girl. What's wrong with your car, Bill? Did it break down again?
Same old thing.
Bill Little just got finished with his adventures in the swimming pool and decided to get in his junk heap.
What a car.
That's why people haven't been coming by in the massive throngs. They say, no, that's not a radio station. That's a junkyard. You ever wonder how to make filet of sole? What you can do is heat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. That'd be about something over 120 degrees Celsius. In a small bowl, combine 1/4 cup of bottled creamy onion salad dressing with 1.5 cups of packaged herb seasoned croutons, 1 4-ounce can of drained sliced mushrooms, and 1 tablespoon of dried parsley flakes. Blend well. That reminds me of a joke. What's green? What has green hair and sings? That's right, Elvis Parsley. Separate 2 1-pound packages of thawed frozen fillets of sole. Place some of the stuffing on one end of each fillet and roll up. Secure with a toothpick. Place rolled fillets side by side in a flat 2-quart baking dish. Spread 3/4 of a cup of bottled creamy onion salad dressing over the fillets. Sprinkle lightly with paprika. Bake uncovered for about 20 minutes. And after you get finished, you'll have a recipe that'll serve 6 folks. Come on by and claim your records, partner. Right here at WJMA's parking lot. Spicer's Mill Road is where we are. And come on by and say hello. First red car gets a whole bunch of stuff. 3 records and an album. And, there's been about, I guess, 15 people come out here so far. The Pink Panther is back. That's the adventures of that Devil May Care detective, starring Peter Sellers. And here's Henry Mancini with a theme from The Pink Panther.
Roanoke chapter of the National Railway Historical Society and WJMA present the return of the Independence Limited. On Sunday afternoon, July 6th, the steam train Independence Limited will stop in Orange on its way from Roanoke to Alexandria. You can ride the steam train from Charlottesville to Orange, from Orange to Culpeper, or Orange to Alexandria, then return by regular passenger train. Last year's steam trip was quite an experience for those who went.
Ever since Cincinnati, there have been every crossroads, every town we've come to, we've had tremendous crowds at.
A lot of families, too. It's really nice to see families enjoying, you know, such a neat thing together.
For more information about the steam train, call WJMA at 672-1000. And even if you can't ride, come on out Sunday afternoon, July 6th, and see the steam train as it passes through Orange.
It's 87 degrees in Orange, 31 Celsius. Such a great day. We're outside still. I think a lot of you people don't believe we're really out here. We've had about 20 people, I guess, show up now. But a lot of you are still out there, I know. And why don't you come by, because we've got a little gift for you if you do come by. It's kind of a motivation factor there. A Pony Express mail run will kick off the bicentennial observance in Iowa's Davis County tomorrow. A mail carrier, 58-year-old Basil Swaim, will hold down Colonial Togs. Hold down? He's going to run around. Well, we don't want to go into that one. He will put on Colonial Togs and carry the mail in leather saddlebags along part of his 82-mile rural delivery route. So that's what they're doing in Iowa. Coming up Sunday, the Piedmont Sportsman's Club in Orange County will hold its annual Burnt Pig Barbecue at the club's range near Gordonsville. Large plate, $3. You can get some food on that starting at 1 o'clock. Also, a varmint bench rest rifle match and skeet shoot starts at 1 o'clock. And everybody in the whole world's invited to that. If you come by and you have a little bit of time as you're passing by, come by and get your record. A lot of people are coming by and waving, honking the horn, but they won't stop. Don't leave me alone here, friends. I'm out here burning up. Hey! There they go. That was not a red car, so they don't get their three singles in an album. This song was done by The 3 Degrees. It's just a terrific number. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you.
It's 12 before 3 o'clock. That's WJMA time. My name is Russ Roberts. We're going to start a little game now. We'll be out here for a few more minutes. Bob Wade's going to do the news at 3 and stay out here after 3 o'clock, too. If you come by and wave, we will give your car 5 points. If you come by and honk, we give you 10 points. If we see you wave and hear you honk, that's 15 points for your car. And the top winner will eventually get the grand prize, a warm handshake. The only catch is I cannot initiate the wave. If I start to wave at you and you wave back, it could be just because you're friendly. And there goes a 10-point car. And that was a little Opel. That was a pretty car, too. I've always thought they were nice. Little yellow Opel car. Nice. Well, WJMA weather for Wolftown, Bumpus, and True Blue. Sunny, supposed to be a little bit warmer today. Clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow. A low tonight in the low to mid-60s. High tomorrow near or at...
We have official ruling from the judges.
What's this?
No, it's 15 points for that car. There was a wave, too.
That's right, 15. Okay.
That's what the official judges said.
All right. Of rain is near zero through tonight, 10. WJMA weather for Bumpus. I can't remember the towns. WJMA weather for Bumpus, Wolftown, and True Blue. Sunny, a little bit warmer today. Clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow. A low tonight in the low to mid-60s. A high tomorrow near or a little above 90. Chance of rain is near zero through tonight, 10% tomorrow. The wind's variable, less than 10 miles per hour, 10 knots if you're on that scale, through tonight. 31 degrees Celsius in Orange, 87 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is way down there, 35%. Dennis Yost and the Classics 4. This is Every Day with You, Girl.
Every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love you more and more, more and more and more. They say that all good things must come to an end, but girl, it isn't true. Each day with you I fall in love again. Every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love you more and more, more and more and more. And when I go to sleep at night time, tomorrow's what I'm praying for. Cause every day with you, girl, sweeter than the day before.
The sun is high and the heat's intense. What a relief to get into shade. But there you are with the sun and the heat and no shade. What to do? Head for Four Seasons Nursery at Orange. They have a selection of fast-growing shade trees. Some grow as much as 6 feet a year, even as young trees. Best of all, Four Seasons Nursery can plant your shade tree anytime this summer. Florence and Bill Formwall can show you nature's gift of shade trees today at Four Seasons Nursery, Madison Road, Orange, opposite the Health Center.
And now, sports. Right here from the racetrack.
Boy.
Yvonne Goolagong Cawley. They're calling her that now because she got married recently to Mr. Cawley. She reached the finals of the women's division in the Wimbledon tennis tournament today. She defeated her childhood idol, Margaret Court, a fellow Aussie. He got to get 25 points. He was so big. That's 25-point truck. Okie dokie. Miss Court is a fellow Australian, 6'4", 6'4", after two Aussie women finished, two American women, Chrissy Everett. I know that.
Interesting.
Yes. Chrissy Everett and Billie Jean King took the court for this semifinal match. And
I noticed she used a different pronunciation.
Everett. That's, I hear that three or four people are calling her Everett now.
There goes a five-pointer.
There goes a five-point truck.
5 points.
All righty. Get his license number. Okay, got it.
I feel sort of like George Fenneman on Who Do You Trust, and Groucho used to do it. I have a couple of bulletin board items for you.
Okay, here's J. Ross Hunter, still up after being awake for 8 hours.
Yeah, that's
9
amazing.
Hours.
Amazing.
Okay. Okay, you're on.
Don't give that car any points.
Zero.
Right.
That was a real zero.
This is typed wrong. Let me read the next card. A female white dog with black spots has been found near Madison Run. She has a bob tail. She's very friendly. She's wearing a collar. And her phone number is 672-5732, if you think that could be the dog you lost. A male short-haired blonde Cocker Spaniel is lost near Newton Street at Orange, and he answers to Ozzy. Ozzy's wearing a choke chain. Call 672-1015 if you have found Ozzy.
And his mate Harriet's out looking for him right now.
That's the truth. Hey, 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 two people in there.
That's
and a motorcycle with two.
Total
right.
Of
award
that's
those
a 15, 15 and a 15 motorcycle.
That's
all
right.
Okay, car
really
and motorcycle.
Adding up here, Russ.
Yes, so far we have a total of 5 to 15, 25, about 70 points so far.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is after I get all of these, I'm going to judge for myself, since I've been sitting out here. I'm going to figure out who had the most enthusiastic response. I'm going to even
creative waves.
Yes, creative waves and creative honking. And I'm going to decide who had the most enthusiastic, most creative greeting. I'm going to assume, in case they wave and don't honk, that maybe their horn is broken. So I will take the wave, and perhaps they will still be in the winning, and we'll have big prizes for them at the end of this big parking lot broadcast. WJMA time is 3:04.
She was here for the weekend. We were never really such good friends. You think the story's got to have an end, so you're making it up as you go. I could never say no. Baby, you were on a holiday in Mexico, spending your daddy's dough. I guess I got so sad without you, I had to let somebody know. I might as well be walking the streets of Reynosa, wearing out my shoes. Thank you.
take a thing from you. I was yours and the lady knew. Why, you could even say that we were true. She was a friend of yours, you know. And you were on a holiday in Mexico.
Again, those Safeway Good News price-reduced yellow tags. They're spreading the news. Prices on canned goods, packaged goods, and other good things at Safeway cost even less right now. In addition to Safeway's weekly specials and money-saving Safeway coupons, look for our Good News yellow tags.
Good news!
They mean lower prices on good things at Safeway. Try it.
Hi, this is Dee Dee from Rags to Riches in Gordonsville. We're not going to let this July 4th slip by without a big bang, so we're going to have an old-fashioned sidewalk sale this Thursday. We're having reductions up to 40% on high-fashion men and women's clothes. So if you're looking for a good bargain this week, check out Rags to Riches old-fashioned sidewalk sale for the latest in men and women's fashions. Starts 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. this Thursday. Don't miss it. We will see you tomorrow at Rags to Riches, Main Street, Gordonsville.
This is WJMA AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 87 degrees in Orange at 3 o'clock, and here's what's new. Secretary of State Kissinger will meet in Geneva next week with Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko. In a formal announcement, the State Department said the meeting will be held Thursday and Friday for an exchange of views on matters of mutual interest to both countries. It's been learned that Kissinger also is planning stops in Paris and London to see British and French officials. It's understood top aides are laying the groundwork for additional European stops. 14 American senators, the largest congressional delegation ever to visit the Soviet Union, met for more than 2 hours with Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev in the Kremlin today. They left expressing hope for progress on problems of disarmament, trade, and emigration. The senators said no specific solution was reached on the stalemate over Soviet-American trade and the related question of Soviet-Jewish emigration, but they said positions were clarified. Republican Senator Jacob Javits of New York, who co-sponsored the trade bill the Russians found objectionable, said he found new elucidation on the question of emigration. He's hopeful of good results. The senators found the 68-year-old Soviet leader vigorous, jocular, and animated. He showed them what he called his new weapons system, a toy cannon. The State Department says a U.S. Army colonel may have been abducted in Beirut, Lebanon last Sunday. The department spokesman says Colonel Ernest Morgan apparently was seized from a taxi cab at a roadblock by unidentified armed men. Beirut's been the scene of factional street battles for more than a week. The department spokesman says all possible measures are being taken to find out where the colonel is. Spokesman says there was a witness to the possible abduction. The witness's account was relayed to the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. In Ankara, U.S. officials said the colonel was last seen walking out of his hotel for a meal. Officials said Colonel Morgan is from Petersburg, Virginia. He'd been en route to his post in Ankara after attending a Central Treaty Organization exercise in Pakistan when he disappeared. There was only scattered fighting today in Beirut under a ceasefire. A police spokesman said there were no new casualties. In 8 days of fighting, there were 274 killed and more than 1,000 wounded in Beirut. Treasury Secretary Simon acknowledged today that the unemployment among black teenagers is 25% higher than among minority workers as a whole. In an address before the 66th Annual Convention of the NAACP, Simon says unemployment among young blacks stands at about 40%, contrasted to 15% among all minority workers. Simon told the convention that government alone cannot solve the nation's employment problem. He said the administration will not make large promises about jobs which it cannot keep. The European Commission, the executive body of the common market, predicts that recovery from worldwide economic slump should come during the latter part of this year in the major industrialized countries, including the United States. The Commission, in a report to the economic situation, says the recovery should gather strength next year and spread to smaller countries, but it warns that unemployment is likely to keep rising until next year. Initial claims for regular state unemployment insurance benefits increased by about 10% in the week ended June 21st from the level of the previous week. 25 states reported increased claims that week. The figures came today from the Labor Department. White House News Secretary Ron Nessen was asked today whether President Ford welcomes the gasoline price increases announced by 9 major oil companies. He would not say, but he did say consumers would have gotten rebates if the higher prices had come about through the president's energy program. He complained again that Congress had not enacted that program. He also said the purpose of the president's energy program is to control consumption through the price mechanism. The 9th company joined in the list of major oil companies upping prices ranging from 3 cents a gallon wholesale. Dealers say they expect to pass along the boost to consumers. You're listening to WJMA Radio News.
Radio is beautiful in beautiful ways. It's always there to light your nights and help lighten up your days. Radio is beautiful in every way. It sings to you and brings to you things.
WJMA News Time, 3:05. Clear tonight and mostly sunny tomorrow, with lows tonight in the low to mid-60s. Highs tomorrow near or a little above 90. The chance of rain near zero through tonight and 10% tomorrow, with the winds variable less than 10 miles per hour today and tonight. On Spicer's Mill Road in Orange right now, the temperature is 87 degrees. That's 31 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity, 38%. I'm Bob Wade for WJMA Radio News.
Misunderstood. It takes
out here messing around. Listen on your radio and you'll hear it. Hello, it's me. There's Lanny Hall on WJMA. It's 8:30 after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, broadcasting from the parking lot here on Spicer's Mill Road. A lot of people are coming by. We've got a little game going here. So far, we have a total of about 80 points. You get 5 points for a wave. You get 10 points for a honk, and you get 15 points for a honk and a wave. And what we're doing is seeing who has the most creative, most enthusiastic waves, and we will give away a big prize at the end of this broadcast. So if you come by and stop, gee, you get your prize right away. So come on by and see us on Spicer's Mill Road. WJMA time is 9:03.